Donald Trump's War with Illumined Forces. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today's March the 19th, 2026, Thursday. Donald Trump's War with Illumined Forces, Illuminati Forces. So welcome. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Trump's war with individuals throughout the world, especially Europe, that have had their eyes open to witchcraft. Before I begin, I'm going to ask a question. I know that you want me to explain myself, so I will. One of the main questions recently in the last week, 2 weeks, is this a regime change that we're in with Iran? Is this a forever war? No. The conflict has been going on for a little over, almost not even quite 3 weeks yet. It's not a forever war. There's going to be an end to this conflict. I'll explain myself. Other nations have to be involved before this conflict basically settles down until Armageddon. What I mean by this is there are a group of nations, a cluster, that are going to join together to attack Israel in present-day Jordan. It's in the near future. Is it going to be the end of this year, the end of this summer, 2026? I can't say yes, I can't say no. Things are moving too quickly. Presently today, Israel bombed some more liquid natural gas facilities in the region. The President Donald Trump is asking Israel not to bomb these energy locations. The nations need oil. The regime change that is coming is going to be new, but it's not going to be a regime change that is going to be put in place by this country, by America. The new regime is still going to be hostile to Israel, will be hostile to the U.S. The new regime is going to work with Russia, Turkey, Armenia, and an association of nations in North Africa. They have one plan, and they have a plan to gather a meet and greet in the nation of Jordan in the desert at the end of either this summer or next summer. I don't know if it will be this summer. It appears as if London has been involved and has been a bad player, been a bad, corrupt nation that has been assisting the Iranians. There's an article out of transparency.org, UK, London's role in Iran's financial networks. Why does it matter? This was March 12th of this year. I'm going to quote, U.S. and Israel at war with Iran. Attention turning now to the country's, how the country's ruling elite has been able to move and park its wealth in the West, including here in the U.K. So this Transparency International, UK, has been collecting information on the UK's involvement in this illicit wealth that has been linked to the Iranian elites for 50 years. Associated money laundering networks, and Iran has been one of the world's most corrupt nations. Yeah, the drug companies, absolutely. And the International Corruption Perceptions Index states that there have been these investigations by journalists, along with the recent sanctions by the UK and the United States governments, which has been painting a picture of Iranian regime figures and their proxies, which have been using City of London property or UK-registered companies, regulated financial institutions to launder wealth and maintain access to the global financial system. So we're, the American people, aren't aware that the UK has been involved with the powerful people in Iran, being harbors for their wealth. So Donald Trump, he understands this. And right now the American people are almost in revolt because they feel Trump is getting us into a endless war. No. Donald Trump, he's bringing down some of the heads of the multi-armed Shiva, the multi-headed Hydra. He's decapitating and exposing the British involvement with Iran for 50 years and longer. And we, in the country, in the West, we, statements like, we are being controlled by Israel, Donald Trump is the puppet of Benjamin Netanyahu. This is ridiculous. Donald Trump, he's not fighting a war with bombs and drones only. He's fighting a war against the elitists that have been running a global order for 120 years, 100, 110 years. This is what Donald Trump is up against. So now you have the son of Ali Khamenei, his son Mujtaba, who appears to be in Russia, recovering from leg wounds. They think he's had amputation of at least one leg. A friend said that both legs, most likely. And the UK is hiding all of his wealth. Then this is out of Bloomberg Press, financial. The Khamenei, he'd built a global property empire worth hundreds of millions of pounds with London at its center. I'm taking my time. It's important. According to Bloomberg, there's 150 million pounds in London property. In London, they're investing through a proxy, an Iranian banker, Ali Ansari. And Khamenei's name doesn't appear on any of these documents. So this Ansari, he denies any financial relationship with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Then there's a property in the Bishop's Avenue in London, owned by a company called Birch Ventures. It includes $73 million of collection of derelict mansions on Bishop Avenue, a $33 million mansion bought by Ansari that is actually in his own name, two apartments overlooking the Israeli embassy, purchased in 2016 for $16.7 million and $19 million respectively. Ansari assembled this property portfolio with the help of a UK-regulated Iranian-born lawyer. So you see, the British, their hands are full of filth. Here they, you know, like always, appear to be uninvolved. Nothing dirty, no paper trails. There are some islands. There's some offshore banking also with Iran, and it hasn't been reported. But with what's happening in the last 19 days in the Iran, it is flushing everything out. It's flushing the British out, the Khomeinis, the power structure of Iran, the Ali Khomeini, the father of, I can't pronounce this name, Mojtaba Khomeini. The British are involved deeply, and they're part of the enemy without, trying to destroy Donald Trump and his presidency. Eventually, they will be destroyed. The nation that gave birth to America, Mother England, according to the scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 50, I believe, the mother will be punished and shamed and will be a weak nation eventually. Donald Trump has known about the ships that go through the strait. They're insured by Lloyd's of London. And Donald Trump forced the British to play their hand. King Lloyd's of London stated that they were no longer going to insure ships going through the Strait of Hormuz so that the ship captains would put all stop on each of their ships. Well, little did the British know, they knew about it. In 2018, Donald Trump, in his first 4 years, he passed a law. It was a equivalent of the city of the Lloyd's of London, called the United States Development Finance Corporation, and it insures the ships. Trump told the sea captains, take your ships through the strait. Lloyd's of London won't insure you, but we will, because I passed a law, 2018, that we would insure ships and their safety in challenging areas, in areas where they might be challenged. So you can't mess with this president. He understands the world. So the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, it began offering political risk insurance coverage for Gulf oil shipments and effectively replacing the gap created by Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's of London has dominated the global insurance structure for maritime trade. Now, Donald Trump, with this law, bypassed that system entirely. Donald Trump is directly at war, or I should say, the British, Lloyd's of the City of London, PILGRIMS, is in direct conflict with Donald Trump because he is scuttling the Cecil B. Rhodes strategy to take over the world, to rule the world through global governance. Donald Trump has basically scuttled a big portion, not all, but a big portion of their objectives. The British, they realize that the biggest threat to Britain has been a renegade president. The people put in, elected to be placed in the position of president, not the globalists. So Donald Trump is at war with a globalist structure, basically ruled out of the city of London. Again, it's a Cecil B. Rhodes objective back in the 1890s, a world that is governed by, initially he stated, the white Anglo-Saxon, but eventually they had to rephrase it to the English-speaking world, meaning the, right today, the Five Eyes nations, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the British, and America. But Donald Trump, he understands what he's up against. Now, with this insurance giant, Lloyd's of London, this is an article out of Finance Yahoo. This was on the 4th of, about 15 days ago, the 4th of March, 2026. Basically, Lloyd's of London, which insures most of these tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz, they upped their cost of the coverage to the point where almost unbelievable prices that no one's willing to pay. These countries that are sending these ships through that strait, they've risen by double, up to five times the price, insurance rate for just a tanker. And it could end up costing maybe $1 million in premiums for each ship. So you see why oil prices are high. The British, Lloyd's of London, when they get an opportunity, and I'm not talking about the British people. I'm talking about these globalists, these individuals who basically believe that they are the benefactors of this blue oyster that sits out in space. If they get their way, they want the moon, they want Mars, they want Saturn, they want the universe. And in previous programs through the years, I've always likened these people to servants of another king that is at war with Christ. The Illuminati, they worship Lucifer, the enlightened one, the illuminated one, the one who bears light. But they call light, they call the darkness light. So Donald Trump, he realizes who he's up against. The American people right now are in revolt to this administration because they don't realize what he's doing, who he's up against, what he's doing on behalf of the American people, the people of the world. And because the MAGA, there are the MAGA, the true MAGA, they understand because they've studied his plans and they don't look for instant return. Like you're going to invest in precious metals, any investment, sometimes you just have to wait. You have to let nature take its course. But no, these patriots that are now turning on Donald Trump, they don't want to wait. They think that he's basically now incompetent, that the choices that he's making going to hurt the American people. But with this matter in Iran, presently, Khamenei, the boy that just taken over as the ruler of Iran, he is corrupt to the bone. The Jewish people, the people in the Middle East, right now, Qatar, Kuwait, most of the Arab nations in OPEC, these countries, the biggest threat, Saudi Arabia, the biggest threat is not Israel and not the United States. It's Iran. The Iran has been responsible for you might say, keeping the ball rolling. And what I mean by that is terrorism in the region. These nations like Dubai, the investors in Dubai, Qatar, again, these nations, they won't come right out and say that we are happy that Israel and the United States are working together to end this machine that has been active and fueled by the British. Here are the nations in the wars in the Middle East. Iran, building the bullets, the rifles, the MPGs, building all of the what is necessary for the most part, not building all of it, but they are building most of the munitions that are being used in the Middle East that Hezbollah was using, that Hamas was using, and the, like one, who was it, Laura Loomer, somebody I heard was visiting with somebody that is like an imam or one of these religious leaders from that area. And she called it a religion. And the one of these clerics laughed. He said, it's not a religion, it's a civilization. Islam is a civilization. These people in these Arab countries that are brainwashed for the time for the last 500 plus years, that it's a religion. It's not a religion. They know it. It is a way of life. It's a civilization. It is a army using religion as a pretext. It is a, what else is it? It's a supposed religion, an army. It's a political movement. And the Bible does say that there would come a time when Iran would be punished completely. God has promised this through prophets Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and other prophets of Israel's going back almost 3,000 years ago. 2,900 years ago. There'd come a time where all these nations in the Middle East would be punished for their hate of God and their hatred of Israel, including nations to the north, Russia, nations in South Africa, to the north, northern part of South Africa. There would be a punishment against the Five Eyes nations, against the whites, the blacks, the Asians, all the races that will eventually turn on Israel. And there will be a people that are Jewish through their DNA. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with Revelation chapter 7. What was Christ's position on the Jewish people? His position in chapter 12 is he's going to find there's going to be an area for them to be protected when the Antichrist decides to send out all of his forces to destroy the Jewish people, the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the children of Jacob. There will be a place for them that will be a safe, you know, kind of like a a safe haven, a place where they can harbor from the coming storm. And that harbor is named Jordan. This conflict is in the Bible, in Psalm 83. It is a regional conflict, excluding Iran, but it includes Syria, the nation of Jordan, north to south. It includes the nation of Lebanon and the area that we call the Gaza Strip. It's a regional war. It's a regional conflict. It's been in the Bible 2,900 years, and it is still moving. The war is not completed yet. At the end of the conflict, it begins in the west along the Mediterranean coast and moves to the north and moves east. It'll move into the nation of Jordan. And Jordan, Israel right now is focused on Iran. Well, what is happening with the United States and Israel presently, focusing on Iran, is they're going to take out the main structure, their arsenal. Basically going to take out the arsenal and going to, they're going to take out some of their industry so they won't be able to build and manufacture these weapons as quickly as they had been manufacturing. That's going to come to not a halt, but it's going to be, you might say, rather than three shifts a day, they'll have one shift a day. The regime change, like I stated at the beginning of the program, I'll state it again. You're going to have individuals that are going to be put in the structure, in the political structure, that are going to be even more hostile to Israel than Khomeini, or the boy, the son. It's going to be the whole, what do they call it, the Revolutionary Guard. They're going to be more hostile to Israel and the United States. And eventually it's going to force them to work with Russia, Turkey, Armenia, I think Azerbaijan. Those two nations have been in conflict for I don't know how many decades. Well, Donald Trump was able to bring about a settlement, and they have been, you might say, no longer hostile to one another. I think that the Muslims in Azerbaijan and Armenia and Turkey, even Ukraine, Russia, nations from North Africa, Libya, and Ethiopia, along with Somalian troops, are going to come north to meet. They're going to come south to the nation of Jordan, those in the north. Those in the south will move north into the area in Jordan, east of the mountains, east of the Jordan River, and there's going to be a big conflict. There's going to be a war. And they're going to be, according to Ezekiel 38 or 39, when the war is finished, the people in the area are going to be burying bodies for 7 months. The great hordes of soldiers that are coming are going to die in the open outside of the cities in the countryside. Now, with Khomeini, what is his name? I got to remember this name. Mojtaba Khomeini. Again, he was, an attack took place. He was injured. He's in Russia, in the hospital, being cared for. Apparently, he has lost a leg. A friend did say possibly a second leg. He may have lost both of his legs, but he's in Russia presently. Now, this is interesting because Iran and Russia are two of the nations in the prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that come to present-day Jordan for war. And while Khomeini is in Russia, he and Putin and their staffs are going to be able to plan a strategy and make some decisions on the future of Iran and Russia's future. They're right next door to Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Ukraine. And would it be a perfect time right now to have a session, to have a dialogue, to plan a strategy? And with Khomeini, he is he's bright, he's brilliant, he does have money. He doesn't have to stay in Iran. He doesn't have to go back to Iran. Like I stated earlier in the program, he can go to one of his, what we would call palaces in Britain or in some of the islands offshore. He can recuperate. He can, have his rehabilitation team meet him there. He can rehabilitate in the best facilities a man could ever want, an individual could ever want. He has the money to get the finest PTs, physical therapists, doctors, get the best equipment. And he doesn't have to, he can from a distance plan the next strategy and this coming war that's going to happen in Jordan. Is it going to happen this year? I know that things happen quickly. I know that right now the globalists that Donald Trump has been in interfering with their, Donald Trump has been interfering with the globalists in this country, with the families that rule this country. Things can happen quickly. They're trying to, and they're going to be successful in removing him from office with the help of all of the conservative protesters. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. They have fallen into the trap. They've fallen into the trap. The Trump supporters are now unhappy. They're at each other's throat. They're throwing tomatoes at each other. And this is going to, like Christ said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And I'm going to tell you, I've been looking and reading articles about what happened after George Bush Jr. won his second election and the change that took place in the Democratic Party. It was very, very wise and powerful decision that was made by the Democratic Party. Bill Clinton was with a group of these new, you might say it was a three-tiered system in the Democratic Party. Those at the top, those that wanted to rule, those that had the power, that had the authority, that were the strategists, that didn't give a hoot about anyone beneath them. They were going to make the decisions. And, the others can take their coffee or get their beer and cry in their beer. But eventually they had some wisdom. They said, well, we better be careful. We need the finances of the people beneath us. And we need them in different programs where they'll be willing to work to further our agendas. And it came to pass. This is before Hillary ran for her Senate seat in New York in 2006. And also, Obama wasn't on the horizon. But everything they were planning, Obama fit perfectly. Now I'm going to jump back to what Bill Clinton had stated. He went to visit this group. I'll talk about it in the, maybe at the end of this program and in the next program. Bill got upset with them and said, you know, we got to stop this fighting. We need to stop this pointing the finger and fighting. We need to end it. This is the worst thing we can do. And they listened to him. And I can tell you right now, the worst thing that's happening in the conservative movement that was behind this president, you had a strategy which has been working. Strategy is called Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and the other people within the conservative movement that are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. Israel is not controlling Donald Trump. Israel is not controlling the United States. There are bad players in the mix that are Jewish. They have always been in this country. They are still operating in this country. But it's not, and they, this group that I'm speaking of, the anti-Jews, which use the term Zionist, but they really hate their own people. They hate their own country. They are globalist. They are working with the occult forces of the United States in the political structure of this country within government to destroy Judaism, pure Judaism, the Judaism that the Jewish people really need to pay attention to, because their God is still their God, and they're trying to and doing a good job of shattering the seven churches of God in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and 2 and 3. These people, have you ever heard of the Catholic coup? Hillary Clinton's plan with John Podesta, a Catholic coup. You think the Catholic people aren't fooled? Or I should put it this, rephrase it. The Catholic people are fooled because they don't understand the Bible. They don't understand the Roman Church. There's two parts to the Roman Church, the dark side and the positive side, the evil side, and the side where it is God's lampstand. The same with the Lutheran churches, Episcopalian, Anglicans, all the Protestant ecumenicals, and evangelical Christianity. The strategy of the devil has always been to cause division. That's why one of the titles of the devil in Revelation chapter 12, he's called the accuser of the brethren. To divide a government, that's one thing. But it is, doesn't compare. It is not as destructive as dividing seven churches, the seven lampstands, the brothers and the members of these lampstands, because the lampstands for our time, they are the plan and the move of God. And through the lampstands, Israel will be protected through the lampstands. Now, to use Israel for purposes other than ministering their Messiah to them, personally, I have many Christians that will not preach the gospel to the Jewish people. Not all the Jewish people are going to get saved. There's only those that are already ordained by God to meet Christ, to meet their Messiah, but not all. There has to be a lineage, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, that will go into the millennial kingdom to repopulate in the millennial kingdom. And there will be 12 genetically pure families, believe it or not. Read Revelation chapter 7. There'll be 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. But now, with what is happening presently, when Donald Trump is removed from the presidency before his time is up, people are going to wonder what happened. And it's at that point they're going to regret, because at that point they will understand Donald Trump's plan, his long-term objectives. And once they understand what these objectives were, you don't tell your enemy what you're going to do. You don't tell him where you're going to attack on the battlefield. You don't tell him what weapons you're going to use, because then he can counter what you're doing. Well, Donald Trump isn't going to tell the MAGA and the conservatives what he's doing. He doesn't need to. We shouldn't expect he should. But for the Christian people, whether you have voted for him or not, the scripture says, pray for those in power, those that are in leadership. Pray for them so that we can have peace, so that we can live in peace with our neighbors. The people that are not saved, they're our neighbors. I'm not at war with them. There is an enemy that is deceiving them, an enemy that's going to drag them to hell unless they repent. We would have been taken to hell too. We had a sentence of eternal death on us, but God, in his infinite mercy, we have become believers. Are all the people in the world that don't receive Christ, let's exclude the Jewish people, are they going to go to hell? No, because the Lord said there are those in the world living today that are sheep. They have to live. God is going to protect them because they're going to go into the millennial kingdom. The goats are not. The goats will go to eternal fire. Then with the Jewish people, are all the Jewish people going to get saved? No. There's going to be a percentage, a small group. And if you talk to the Jewish people about their Messiah and they get offended, and that's just part of it. If the Lord doesn't open their eyes, well, what can we do? But at least we tell them that we do know their Messiah and he lives inside of us. And we know his plan for the nation of Israel. Israel will be the kingdom that is set up on the earth in the millennial kingdom. And all the nations will know where the God of Israel resides. Going back to the conservatives, I'm watching what's happening on all the different websites, going to the Rumble before it's news, and I'm telling you, and all the other sites too, I'm not on X or any of the Facebook or any of these social media sites. I don't have the time for even emails. I'm too busy. But with Trump, pray for him, because he's going to be in place for a short space, but he's not going to be cheated. And in the meantime, while he's in this position, he's going to do everything possible to interfere with and scuttle the plans of a demonic globalist order. It is demonic. I'm going to just say that I've been recently taking my time on these programs. Normally, I like to speed things up, but I can't. I take my time because I try to, as clearly as I can, present what I think is important to the audience. I was reading an article, an example. I have read research on the short-term and long-term memory. Everybody has been affected by the environment. Your memory is not what it should be. Everybody's affected. Pollutants, vaccinations, and contaminants within the vaccinations, age, many things. In the military, it takes generally about 7 times. They give you a gun, and you have to take it apart and reassemble it. You don't really get comfortable with it until about the 5th to 7th time, unless you're exceptional. And 95% of the people are not exceptional. So for long-term memory, it takes about 5 to 7 times hearing something or reading something. It takes you 1 time to put your finger on a hot burner. It takes you 1 time. It goes into your long-term memory immediately. Put your finger in the way of a hammer. It takes you 1 time to lose a fingernail. And after that, you move your fingers out of the way. But with these programs, I rehearse over and over because I've stated something maybe 2 months ago. I restate it, and you remember that I restated it 2 months ago, or that I had stated it initially 2 months earlier. Now, there was a commentary out of DailySignal.com, and it was saying that I can't find the article, but basically, during basketball games, I don't remember if it was one of the social media groups like Facebook or I forget who, they realized the attention span of the millennials was 8 seconds. 8 second attention span. And they didn't know what they were going to do because in the last final minutes of the game, generally the game will play 2.5 hours, or let's say 2. But then the final, if it's a big game, you get so many breaks at the end, so many timeouts, that it might take up to 30 minutes to finish the final four minutes of a game. And people get distracted, and they just lose interest, especially if you're watching television. So eventually commercials come on, and people have checked out. Well, this is one of the curses of our society. We don't have the ability to sit and spend 3 minutes focused on something important. Right now, one of the most important things that the American people and the people of the world should be focused on is what the people who rule everything are doing. They are trying to, if you look at the Federal Reserve in this country, The banks have been in trouble. The banks are not stable. When you see these structures that hold this society together coming apart, that should catch your attention for more than 8 seconds. It should have you forgetting about maybe playing ball with little Fifi and start investigating who really runs the world, who is really at war with our president, who is at war with the American people, who's at war with the youth of this country, with our children that are in, during their 12 years of education. And I think, when is it going to begin? There's a law that was passed. Children are going to start being educated in public education at the age of 3 years of age. These school systems are basically not teaching, their indoctrination centers for the children of the country. What is really important? What should we be paying attention to? Most of the people in this country are tuned out. This Iran war, this conflict, I don't believe it is a... Britain definitely doesn't want the United States and Israel interfering with their money-making piece of property. One thing about Britain is they need our liquid gas, our liquid petroleum. And Donald Trump, he has a strategy with this matter of, the increased tariffs. This was a strategy by the city of London and by the people in this country that have been running this global objective to let all the nations of the world receive our goods with no cost. Are their goods come into our country and we allow it? And we don't really get much when our goods go to their country. So who's getting stiffed? And these globalists, they know that. And they know that this, what Donald Trump is doing by increasing the tariffs, it is working. They don't like it. And as the nations begin to work with us, he lowers the tariff rates. Those that don't want to work with us, well, they continue to pay the price. But in the meantime, we are basically not hemorrhaging finances. But Donald Trump is not going to be able to win this war. It's already set in stone. I've always been wondering, how is it going to happen? One of the ways now that I realize how it's going to happen is it's not just going to be the organization of the Democrats and their strategies, which have been working. But Trump has been able to basically hold his own. You get 100,000 gallons coming into the ship, he pumps out 100,000 gallons. Then another 100,000, he pumps out 950,000. But eventually there comes a point where the enemies without and the adversaries within are too much. And what the conservative, the total-blown patriots that want absolute, their demands to be met, there's no give and take. We want illegals out. The workforce, everybody out. I've heard Christian men say, we want everybody out, every illegal. Well, that's not practical, not logical. Trump just passed a law yesterday that the illegals, he's given them an opportunity to leave, those that are still here. And if they don't, then what he'll do is when they're captured, the country that they come from, like Mexico, Venezuela, Panama, these countries don't want these people back, so then we have to keep them here. Well, Congress finally agreed that Donald Trump can send, if they don't, country of origin, won't take them back, well, they can be shipped to Somalia. They can be shipped to one of the African nations. They can be shipped to an area where they're not going to be treated well. So he's given them an opportunity, get out on your own, or else we'll ship you to Somalia. We'll ship you to a region where there's been war for 15 years, where the children are starving, where the conditions truly are hellholes. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. This is the strategy of the devil that is being played out right now with the conservatives, with the patriots. But there will be those who understand who Trump is, what he's doing, and they will support him to the point where he's removed from his position of power. Then the people of the country, you think they're upset now? No, they'll really be upset, because then hardship is going to come like they've never known, like we, this country's never known. There are going to be a lot of unhappy people. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. When the people of this country should be, though they don't understand his policies, he knows what he's doing. He's taken on the Satanist, Illuminati, Jesuit, Freemasons, etc., etc., that have ruled this world for 120 years. He's taken them on solo. And he's had just a few people to help him. And those that have been faithful, they've really done more to help him than those that have turned on him recently. Marjorie Taylor Greene, turncoat. For 2 years, I just haven't cared much for her. I knew in the back of my mind, way back in the back of my mind, this girl was something wrong. And Tucker, I'd heard that Tucker and Candace are receiving financing from Qatar. And the financing is that the agreement, I guess, I just heard this, that there'd been an agreement. They received the funds to push back against Israel. Well, they're doing a good job, but they've made a big mistake. They are anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. They're feeding the people in this country the lie that Israel is controlling this administration. Netanyahu is controlling Donald Trump. So, it's the end of the program. My website, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I'm through with today's program, and I will update you in the next program. Till then, we will visit and see what transpires. It's not going to be good. Talk to you later.